This week's surge followed a smaller drop in gas prices late last week. Aaron Roth heads the Wisconsin-Minnesota Petroleum Council. He says there's a good reason prices have jumped back up.
The spike you saw was a response to the increase in crude oil, and retailers look at trends because they have to pay for their next load of fuel, which is going to be more expensive. So hopefully this is just a short-term blip.
Roth says prices don't fall as quickly as they rise because retailers are trying to recoup losses they incurred when they didn't raise prices quickly enough. A UW-Milwaukee engineering professor who has studied fuels for 15 years also blames this week's increase on expected refinery problems caused by Mississippi River flooding. John Reisel says the best way to adapt to rising fuel prices remains to drive less, drive more cautiously, or use a more fuel-efficient car.
The biggest impact that we would have for any energy for the short and moderate term is for conservation and improvements in energy efficiency. If we would have our vehicles getting routinely 30 or 35 miles a gallon, that would dramatically cut the demand.
Reisel says for the long term, alternative fuels hold some promise. But he says electric vehicles are more expensive and have charging costs. Compressed natural gas as a fuel needs better infrastructure, and ethanol needs to be produced more cheaply and efficiently. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.